40 days in the book of John. Mary anoints Jesus' feet. John 12:3. Mary then took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Hi, this is Jim Brown. This event took place at a dinner party, which included Mary, Martha, Lazarus, Jesus, and the disciples, and it occurred during the week before the crucifixion of Jesus. Of course, only Jesus knew the exact timing of that, and the focus for all the others were on the annual upcoming celebration of Passover. This particular action by Mary occurred during supper. Now, it wasn't unusual to wash the feet of guests or perhaps put a drop of oil on their feet when guests entered, but it was highly unusual to do it during the meal itself. And then, to use the very costly perfume of pure nard and then wipe it with her hair was unheard of. Mary's gift was incredibly generous. She used a great quantity of costly perfume that was often used in trade. Judas, the disciples' greedy treasurer at the time, believed this perfume to be worth about 300 denarii, which was about a year's wages for the average worker back then. Additionally, women letting their hair down in public was not proper, but Mary does that by using her hair to wipe Jesus' feet. So, what can we learn from this story? First, there is nothing that we can give our Lord that is too much. He deserves it all. Next, letting down her hair in public showed she didn't care about the reactions of others. She loved her Lord and showed that love in a beautiful and touching way. Spurgeon puts it this way, "You must sit at his feet, or you'll never anoint them. He must pour his divine teaching into you, or you will never pour out a precious ointment upon him." My prayer, Lord, thank you for all you have done for me. I don't always show it, but I am thankful. Amen.